The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
So it's The Last Word on Wheels. Michael Sheridan joins us. And Michael, is a camper van possibly the solution for many people who are looking to do a staycation in Ireland?
Camper vans are absolutely fantastic, Matt. When you think about it, you've got your all the benefits of a caravan, but it has four wheels and it can drive to where it needs to be. The whole culture around camper vans has improved dramatically thanks to vehicles which can keep up with speed limits that aren't the bane of motorways and back roads, where, you know, the amount of times people are on back roads and they get stuck behind a car towing a caravan. Camper vans now are built basically on top of a body of a van, which you'd see a panel van, a builder's van, any of those type of vans. So they're reasonably economical. They're pretty quick. They're easy to drive. And you've got your living accommodation in the back. So what's not to love?
How much living accommodation, though? I mean, do you have toilets on board? Can you do all of your cooking?
It's interesting, Matt, because there's different sizes. I mean, we can all visualize the sort of that American big RV, as they call it, a recreational vehicle, which is the size of a small country. Those type of camper vans are they're ridiculous in Ireland for the simple reason that all the places you want to go with a camper van in Ireland will involve getting down to the beach or getting over a mountain pass and so on. So you really need
to. You're not going to bring a big camper van around the Ring of Kerry, are you?
Exactly. You'll be absolutely despised by people, and you'll also terrorize yourself. If this vehicle isn't yours and you're not a HGV driver, you're going to have a nightmare. Most camper vans these days are about the size of a very large car. That's the footprint they take, and most can be driven on a car license, on a B license. And the best of those are the ones which don't necessarily have the toilets and the other horrors that you kind of think of. I'm thinking of, like, you know, people would know maybe a VW California, or ones which are built on small vans, which are basically the same size as a supermarket car park. It's just that they have slab sides and they usually have a pop-up roof, which can add to the interior spaciousness and even have accommodation on top of the roof for kids, which would be quite convenient. The larger ones have the dreaded toilet facilities. But anybody who knows anything about camping and camper vans says you never use those facilities on your own vehicle. That's why you always go to campsites so you can get use of their showers, their toilets and so on. But the big ones will have showers and they will have toilets, but they'll be tiny and compromised and they'll be far from a four-star living that you would have in your own home. So the best ones are the ones which are no bigger than a delivery van that you'd see in and around the city, nothing larger than, say, a Transit. And those ones aren't that intimidating to drive, and they can get you down the coastal routes. They can take you along the Wild Atlantic Way without causing chaos and giving yourself an absolute hernia as people try and get past you.
How much do they cost to buy?
It varies, Matt, because if you want to buy them new, you're talking sort of there's kind of like a magic number. So you need to spend circa 50,000 plus on even the smallest one to get one which would have all the bells and whistles. But the real trick is you never buy new, you buy secondhand, because you have to look at it really practically. Buying new is a great investment, but you need a plan. Like you were, say, going to follow a band all around Europe on a tour, or follow the Grand Prix season, or do one of these things where you had a sort of a task and a number of months to do the travel, then buying a camper van makes massive sense. If you're not going to do that, your camper van is going to end up stuck in your driveway or wherever you've parked it up with its tires slowly decaying, and it's just going to depreciate and cost you a load of money. So what a lot of people are doing are hiring. Now, at the moment, hiring a camper van is next to impossible because there's such huge demand, because people are saying, hey, it's the best way of traveling. I can get into my own little cocooned unit. And particularly with COVID, I'm secure. I can do my own bit of cooking. Most camper vans will have like a two-ring hob. They'll also have a fridge. They'll have enough carrying capacity for maybe four or five people and safety belts for those four or five people when the vehicle's on the move. So they make a lot of sense. But trying to find one now at the moment is very, very hard.
What about the security of them? Because I understand there has been something of an epidemic of thefts of camper vans and caravans this year.
It's quite bad. The security on these vehicles, as it stands, is fairly poor, because you have a cab where you've got reasonable door locks and you've an immobilizer to stop a vehicle being driven away. But the body on the back is basically a caravan lobbed onto a a regular van. So the locks wouldn't necessarily be that secure. So you need to upgrade all of these elements, particularly if it's your van, because first and foremost, if it's not your van, you never leave anything of value in it. You go beyond what the guards would say about not having things on display. Take everything with you that's of any value, because they are very easy to break into. If it is your own van, there's lots of things you can do. Additional locks, there's locks called slam locks, or often you'll see locks even on vans delivering things which look like they weren't original factory fit ones, and these just give an added sense of security. They're kind of like deadlocks that you'd get in a home. There's things and tips for where to park, like park in a well-lit area. If you can get an engine immobilizer fitted, it will probably be with the vehicle, but you can also get an isolator switch fitted, which takes all the electrics away and makes it even more frustrating if they're going to steal the vehicle. To stop them breaking in, there's usually a sliding door or a door which you can happily walk through. If you park with that near some obstruction, so it frustrates anybody who wants to try and get into the vehicle. Also, I know people who fitted CCTV to their camper vans, and these systems today can give you alerts to your phone and give you a live view of what's going on, and can also sound an alarm. You can even get an electronic dog mat, I kid you not, that will activate on a sensor, and this is brilliant, but it works so well, and inside it will let a yelp or a growl or a bark. I think you can select from a number of different types of hounds, but it's little things like that which will help keep your vehicle secure. We're lucky enough in Ireland, we don't have that massive amount of crime, but I think I was looking at some stats there. The guards released since January 2019 up until mid-July, 43 campers and caravans have been stolen. And
that's an unusual thing to steal, because you know who's going to buy?
who's going to buy one exactly? because again, you've got to be in the market for a genuine caravan. You think people are going to buy them and go to legitimate dealers. And there are a lot of legitimate dealers out there, and that's where you should go. But all you have to do is look through the small ads, and you'll see lots of vehicles. And you'll see many a caravan and a camper at a very suspiciously low price. And they're the ones you just need to be wary of, because a lot of people never go to the detail or the trouble of writing down chassis numbers and identifying marks on their caravans and campers. And this can frustrate the recovery of those vehicles. Another thing you should look at fitting is a tracker. Trackers you can get for maybe a couple of hundred quid. And what they do is they plug into the electronics of the vehicle, the permanent electrical supply in the vehicle, and they emit a signal. And that means that the vehicle can be traced, its whereabouts can be traced and tracked down. And this is very useful for the guards, again, if a vehicle is stolen, to track and trace what would be your pride,
Michael,
and joy.
You mentioned about the cost, that they can cost around €50,000 new. What about the annual running costs and also insurance costs?
Well, the difference with a camper versus a caravan, and it's the same thing with a horse box and a horse truck, you have to have separate insurance for the vehicle. A caravan doesn't need additional insurance to drive it on the road, because it's a trailer. Basically, but a camper van is a separate vehicle, so you're going to have insurance issues with that, and you're going to have to get it covered. Generally, these things are powered by 2 or 2.5 liter diesel engines, and they're vans. They're not particularly quick, so the insurance isn't that high on them, but it is a separate policy that you have to have. In terms of running costs, because they have a weight penalty, because you're carrying a small house on the back, and they're diesel, and the vehicles will use quite a bit of fuel. So you'll see a lot of them driving economically, you know, circa 80 kilometres an hour, 100 kilometres an hour. And that really is to save a huge amount of cash on fuel, because if you're doing any sort of big distances, the larger the camper van, the more thirsty it will be. And that can really put a dent in your enjoyment when you realise that you're going to have to drop over 100 quid to just make any inroads into the fuel tank. So there are a number of costs which you need to factor in, and that's why the rental is something that you have to do before you buy. Buying them, you look and you say, oh, look, there's a fantastic one for circa, say, 10 grand. And you go, oh, it's got everything. It looks brilliant, shiny, lovely. But if you're only going to use it for 5 days, which is the average sort of rental amount of time people take their campers, it's an absolute waste of time to go and buy that vehicle. So rent, see what you like, and then maybe consider buying. And then if you do buy, start planning that European tour where you're in control of where you go, but you make sure you have the time to enjoy it. So it's one of those long-term plans. I know a lot of people who retire early get camper vans, and they absolutely adore it because wherever they want to wake up in the morning is wherever they're going to drive to.
Thank you very much, Michael Sheridan, for joining us for The Last Word on Wheels.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.